Bush Bush. I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. Back after 2 weeks of racing with a little hiatus week.
Yeah, we two back-to-backs. We got a little, another Saturday race. You know, this was...
I know, I don't like the Saturday races. How do you feel about Saturday races?
I don't mind them, honestly. It kind of felt like it was fun to get a little build up a little sooner in the week, but I will be glad when the Sunday race comes back.
There's just something about a Sunday morning. I like a Sunday morning. I like waking up. I like making my coffee. I like, you know, turning on, starting the pre-race, while the rest of my family isn't awake. Like, I like the Sunday ritual of race day.
Agreed.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I mean, Saturday's fine every once in a while, but two in a row felt unnecessary and aggressive.
I agree. It did feel aggressive. The only reason I feel like it's okay is because it's the first two and we've missed F1 so much. But really, the two races haven't been that great. At least we got a little more action with this race than we did in the first race. So it wasn't terrible, but still not super exciting.
Yeah, when all the most exciting stuff is going on off the track, that's not... I mean, don't get us wrong. We love, we live, we laugh, we love off-track drama. But I would like some high-quality racing, too. Like, could a girl get a nice race?
We want to see some rubbing. We want to see some wheel-to-wheel action. We want to see some competitive...
Did you just say some rubbing?
Rubbing, yeah. Rubbing racing.
Oh, no. I was like, okay, what you want to see?
I want to see it. I want to see wheel-to-wheel. I want to see some combat. I want to see somebody do something. I want to see, you know, Lance gave us his car on the wall and gave us great audio that will live on in infamy. And I want to see more of that.
You know, not, can you bring the car back?
No, I'm in the fucking wall.
Come on, dum-dums.
It was a highlight of the race, in my opinion. Well, a couple highlights, but that's up there. That's up there.
Okay, should we go back to... Le Scandal. I feel like the scandal, the Red Bull scandal continues to unravel, or off the track, things are seem so bad. On the track, so good. But this report about Helmut Marko came out, I guess, kind of right after we released our episode. And Max is like, if Helmut's gone, I cannot continue.
I don't understand. It's like, okay. So I'm trying to picture in my head,
happening?
What does Helmut have on Max that Max is like, I cannot be in this sport without Helmut. Like, is he like the elixir, you know, in Rapunzel's hair that if she cuts it off, she loses all her powers. Is Helmut Rapunzel's hair? Like, I don't understand.
Did he say in the sport?
He said, I just can't continue here without Helmut. But it kind of was like, well, if Max goes, Helmut goes with him. So, I feel like at this point, that Verstappen, Helmut, or the Verstappen, Marco, whatever weird triangle they got going on over there is a package deal.
No, it seems as much. And it seems like if we were in the triangle of Max, Christian, and Helmut, you know, if one leg has to go, we're getting rid of Christian.
Yeah, so they've made it very clear that Christian is the weakest link. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. You got to get
Max
out of here.
Max and Helmut have, but has Red Bull?
Red Bull is standing by their man.
Yes, it's
which
what I'm saying.
Is weird, considering that they're like no
Why?
One person is bigger than the team, and it's like I don't know because they've got the heaviest hitters on that team. So you have Adrian Newey, and I feel like honestly. That's where that's your pinnacle. Like if you have the most creative aerodynamic engineer in Formula One, that's really where it starts. Like he has he's got really the magic power that's making the rocket ship, you know, propel to the moon. You got a great driver who knows how to drive a rocket ship. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And you know, Christian just kind of plays the part of
cheering on the dad,
but he's like, I make this team great because I bring, look at me, like I bring all this like great energy to the team. The fuck you do?
Does
you
he?
Really don't. He doesn't. In his mind, he does.
Well, he's clearly doing a lot of things in his mind. But...
you know, he also thinks he's got strong flirt game. And I'm like, oh, God, these are bold.
No, I can't even look at it. It gives me so much secondary embarrassment to just read.
The worst.
It's like, it makes my skin crawl, actually crawl to read some of those text messages.
Yeah. Like, do you think Jerry reading these messages is like, this is how you're going to blow up our family? Like, this is as good as it gets. Like, this is so embarrassing on so many levels.
It's just embarrassing.
Oh, God. It's the worst.
It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And I don't know how long. I mean, I guess as long as they keep winning, they'll keep sustaining this. But do you think that if they have a stretch, and they haven't really had a stretch in the last maybe 2 years, but beginning of the season, maybe 2 years ago, they had a little stretch of hiccups. Like, do you think if we have another Sergio Perez, like if we have another like Checo hiccup moment or where things aren't going as well, that maybe they can him, or we just, it's just like the infighting in this team off the track.
Yes. The Civil War.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
I just wonder right now if Checo and Papa Perez are like secretly doing like little side dances, being like, it's not us. We're not the ones causing drama.
Sure. Like, they're like, leave us out of it. I mean, I'm sure they're.
We're not they're on the chopping block.
Yeah. They're like, nobody's even mentioning us. Also, I mean, I feel like Team Red Bull has to be happy that this Kate Middleton thing's come up, because it's probably like really the press is, especially the European press. I mean, all of us, the whole internet captivated.
But yeah.
It's really like taking the direction away. Yeah. The shine is off.
Yep. I would agree. I think last week the big story, I mean, especially in was
Daily Mails.
Yeah, of course. They're getting blown up. But now it's like,
now we're soft launching the mistress.
Right.
But not Christians.
Not Christians' mistress. We've moved on. That's no longer important.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, okay.
We're just, yeah. Don't get me started on Where's Kate. I could do a whole other podcast on that. Maybe I'll start one.
We probably, honestly, if we, because you know, Formula One and the royal family have.
Yeah, so many connections.
So many connections. So it's really not a stretch that we could just dive right in and find it. Yeah.
Should we do like a special episode? Maybe we could do one this weekend.
I love that. Yes.
Because isn't Pippa's brother-in-law that is apparently offed himself, but I don't think so. Isn't he Formula One adjacent too? Isn't Pippa's family super Formula One adjacent, or Pippa's husband?
Like somebody was on the board at some point. Like there is a connection there between Pippa's and
husband's family. Yes. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
correct. Oh, okay. So we'll save that for, because we have an off week. Day. You know, we don't have a race this week. So
that we can dedicate our time to that this weekend. I mean, it's really all I'm dedicating my time to outside of my like obligations is Where's Kate? Where in the world is Kate Middleton? But anyways, back to Formula One.
Back to Formula One.
Before we toss, let's go to the very end, but also the beginning.
Okay.
We also just have to talk about what in the Princess Leia was Jerry Halliwell wearing.
It's so funny you say that, because my parents were in town this weekend and my dad asked, he's like, I didn't know Princess Leia was at the track. And I looked up and I was like, oh, what is that? I don't know.
She's two space buns away from cosplay. It was like, save it for Halloween. It's a great costume. Get
great costume.
A Jedi. Like, you're, you know, you'll be great. Ready to go.
Force maybe she
was it a force is with us type moment? Is that what she was trying to say? Do you think she was going full Star Wars metaphor?
Full on. She's like, we're in Jeddah, close enough to Jedi. I got this.
Yes. It was a Star Wars reference.
It was.
She's like, we're the light and they're the dark.
Exactly.
Wow. Mm. We really broke down that dress.
I think we just unlocked the key. This is it.
All right. So let's go back to the rest of the weekend. We're in free practice.
Well, wait. We got to start from the top. The appendix strikes
again.
That's
what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. That's what I was going to say. We're in free practice. We got a bad stomach ache. And our boy Carlos, the appendicitis hits again.
Gosh. I mean, last year it was.
Taking him out.
was Liam or Alex Albon.
Alex, yeah.
Which was delightful because it introduced us to Liam Lawson, and you now know we're stans. We love that kid.
And I'm a bigger stan now for Ollie. We got to meet Ollie Bierman, and he is an adorable little delight of a human.
Oh, my gosh. The cutest of cutes. I think everybody on the track was like, want only good things for Ollie. And honestly, nobody wants to call him Oliver ever.
No, he's
Ollie. We only want to call him Ollie because he is so cute. He is an Ollie. It is his only name.
And he crushed.
Crushed.
How about your day being like, hey, I'm going to go do this F2 race. Like, I'm live, laughing, loving. I'm doing, I'm doing my job. And then they're like, hold up. Get over here, kid. You're in. How stressful would that be?
I've been thinking about this. When you're 18, I don't think he knew the level of anxiety that is still to be developed within him. Like, I'm sure he has anxiousness.
His frontal lobe of anxiety is not fully developed.
100%. So I think that's kind of a little bit of a blessing in disguise of you don't know how anxious
you can be yet. Yeah.
So use what you think you know. Do what you got to do. And I think that really helped him just to be like, all right, I'm going to get in this car and I'm going to drive and I'm just going to go for it. And he did. To almost out-qualify and knock out Lewis Hamilton.
I know, he was so close. I really wanted him to make it.
Not
knock out Lewis, but just I wanted that for him. I thought that was so cool.
It was amazing. Yeah. I think even Lewis, I think, would have been like, shit, that's cool. That's great.
No, Lewis went over and gave him a big
he was
on the squad.
So hyped for it. But it would have been a different story if he got knocked out at Q3. But
yeah.
But
well, he would have just been yelling at Mercedes because the car is trash.
Still shit.
Yeah.
Still shit. It's like we've talked about
that's what
this.
I think that does say about the Ferrari is that the car is not shit.
Correct. 100p. Yeah.
I think that's a little bit of that driver car debate that we've had is a good driver can make a bad car better and a great car can make someone who's not as great. But I think the equalizer is the car, obviously.
I agree with you 1000% on that. Yes. But he had a great race. He had a great time. I loved seeing him. I just loved the fact that he was welcome with open arms, and it was, I loved to see it.
Carlos made it to the race.
He looked like he was in so much pain. I don't understand how get your appendix taken out. And then you're walking. You're not even in on a scooter or a wheelchair. You're walking.
Well, I'm sure that was probably some other – he was probably doing a lot of golf carting around. Mm-hmm. I bet there was a lot of driving him to where he needed to get to.
Yeah.
And then, maybe propping him up a couple times, standing up, and then letting him sit back down because chewy.
That's a lot. But how funny – I thought this was adorable. The picture that they recreated in the hospital of – Carlos Sainz Sr.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, this is so cute. I didn't know you got your appendix taken out too, but wow.
Yeah, when he said Sainz 2 appendix 0.
Yeah.
At first I didn't get it, and then I had to swipe and I was like, oh, his dad. Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. So great. And honestly,
poor Carlos.
When I was we obviously woke up to the news and I was telling my oldest daughter and she's like, oh my gosh. And the first thing she said, she's like, I hope he has a smooth operation. And I was like, shit, that's funny. she came with it.
That's a good one.
Before
I'm sure other people...
I could even get it in the comments, somebody already took it. And I was like, dang it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is good.
That is a good one. I didn't even think about that, but that is good. And, you know, we wish Carlos, he'll be back. The timing of it's good too, because he does have another week to recover. So hopefully he is back. Was Alex back after the next race I feel like he took one other one off.
Because I feel like his happened on back-to-back race weekends. So I don't remember there being a lot of time in between, but we'll have to go back and look at that. But I felt like we got two races.
We got two Liam Lawson moments.
We did.
No.
Sorry, you guys. That was my mistake. We did not get Liam Lawson because of the appendix. We got Nick DeVries because of the appendix.
Because of the appendix. Yeah.
Remember? Because he made that dumbass comment that I'll never forget this. He got into Alex's seat and he's like, well, it's a little bigger in the tummy area. And I was like,
Oh, I forgot about all this. I've mentally blocked all this out.
I know. That, well, it's because we always try to block out Nick DeVries. But
the Nick DeVries era was this unremarkable, except for now getting to know that it was also his Febreze era. But that's the only delight I've taken out of it, is the rewatch to find out that he also has an OCD cleaning obsession. And I relate to that. But otherwise, I relate to nothing. I did like that little car he always drove around in, that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like the Polly Pocket.
Yeah, that thing. Little buggy, like fancy golf cart car, hybrid thing that has a name that I don't know or care.
That we don't know what it is. And that's fine. That we don't know.
Okay. So race.
Okay. Qualies. Yes. Qualies.
Nothing Charles exciting. Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc. Once again.
King of qualies.
King of qualies. Quick love. Question. Is he still with this girly, Alexandra? Because I haven't seen her in a hot minute.
I haven't seen them in a while together.
I haven't either. I feel like the last time I saw them.
Let's look.
Might have been summer break.
He didn't post any like skiing or any of his other, you know, like hanging out with the boys pictures from,
they were,
from the off season with her. Off-season. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen them together in a minute. She hasn't been at the track. She hasn't been mentioned in anything. I don't think I follow her on any social accounts, so I don't really keep up. But she's not like Charlotte Sainz was. I'll say that.
Obviously not. I mean, no. Our queen.
Our
but
queen.
I don't know if they are still together. Well, and I think that her social media was private when they started dating originally.
Oh, really? Because I feel like she's got a heavy TikTok influence, but I don't know.
But maybe...
But I don't really know that much about her.
Yes. Her, well, the one that her fan account tags is a private page that only, and Charles and Carmen both follow it. So I assume it's her, because Nick DeVries, Charles, Carmen, and Arthur Leclerc all follow this account.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that's her real account and it's private. It's $8.93.
Okay.
I mean, he still follows her on IG. So,
okay.
You know, maybe.
Does he still follow Charlotte Sainz on IG?
I don't know. Well, let's look.
Let's take a look. Sorry, friends. We're just going down a quick little rabbit hole because we just, you know, we got to fill time on this pod because the race was super snoozy.
He does still follow Charlotte.
Does he? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it.
So, you know, he's a magnanimous king, that he's not petty like that. He's still hitting the follow. Carmen also still follows her. You know, they're probably friends. Arthur still follows her, so the fam is still
The fam is still there.
They keep it
composed in the eye of the media. Okay.
Issa follows her. You know, maybe they're still girlies.
Because they were the Ferrari garage girls.
Yeah. Pierre and Nick still follow her, but we know, you know, Pierre stays on following other people's girlfriends.
He ain't losing no social status on the medias. Mm-mm.
So okay, well, thank you for going on that deep dive with us.
We're just curious.
Instagram.
If you know anything, friends, and you want to pipe in, you know, hit us up in the DMs at push, at F1 push on Insta, and let us know what you know, because clearly we don't know anything.
But we know that, on WAGS, we know that Carlos and his girl are together still.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Okay, but the race. Okay.
Back to the race.
Max is better than everybody, and I don't know when it's ever going to be any different. And honestly, it's kind of killing the sport.
It really is. I mean, it's so bleak. And you know what? I said this last week on the pod, and Max, he backed it up. Because I said that Red Bull feels like a racehorse, where some races just do better when they have other horses around them. You know, they run faster. And he even said that car comes alive on the track when there's other cars.
Yeah.
Me and Max, same page.
And he loves a start. Like, he loves a competitive start.
He's so good. Because that's the only time he has competition. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, anytime you know, that's the only time. What did you think about the Lando jump start? And why haven't we heard more about this? Why didn't he get a penalty for
because
that?
He didn't go past the line.
Oh, okay.
So if it's only like an issue and you only receive a penalty is if you cross the line. I was listening pretty closely to this when they were talking about it. Sometimes I tune out in the coverage if I'm like doing something else, but I was actually paying kind of close attention to this one. And when they came back, they said there was no further investigation because he didn't go past the line.
Okay.
So when you go past the line, that you
That's a gemster.
Get in the trouble. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, you know, King Tattletale George over there like, oh, Lando jumpstart. Did anybody see that? Somebody check it out. I'm like, damn, George. Like, the race hasn't even started yet. He's like tattling. I'm like, God.
Is George a third child? Because it's giving third child energy. Like, I have my third child is a huge tattletale. And it's George is on par with that. I mean, the man spends so much of his time worrying about others.
Well, here's what I'd like to say about that, Danielle. He is the third child at Mercedes because when, you know, he had to come in behind Lewis, and even Toto even said, remember in Drive to Survive, he said, the good news is you're going to be driving for Mercedes. The bad news is Lewis is our number one driver. So like he already came in knowing he wasn't on top. And in his mind, he thinks 2025, baby, it's going to be my time to shine. I'm going to be the golden boy. And then all of a sudden, the rumors of Max Verstappen possibly going to Mercedes. And he's like, what? That? Well, we clearly know, George, you're not going to be number one if Max is your driver.
He's Kendall Roy. And he's like, I'm the eldest boy. I'm the eldest boy.
Well, that's exactly.
And the board is just like, you're not the oldest boy.
You're not, you cannot run this company. You're not it.
George does have Kendall Roy energy a little bit.
He does. He does.
But he had a great race. I mean, he's doing really well though.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, he's driving a Mercedes. Like, he's doing better than Lewis in this car. And it, you know, pains my heart to say that, but like, that's just facts are facts. And I'm just like,
But do you think that Lewis is kind of in his DGAF era?
100%. Like, I think at some point his soul is like,
it's left his body.
It's left his body. And he's joining Charles. Charles' soul and Lewis' soul are on Monaco together on the yacht, not giving a shit anymore.
No.
About F1. They're like,
his
I don't care.
His soul has left his body. He's just like in the car, like,
as long as they finish to the points, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Like, I don't really care.
This car kind of sucks, but whatever.
Yeah. What's your favorite line? I don't super care. Is that your?
He doesn't super care. Lewis does not super care. He's like, we could do better, but I don't super care.
No.
He doesn't. His soul has left his body when he's racing. You can even tell it in his
interviews,
like interview or in post-race? His radio.
Oh yeah,
with the team. Last year, there was like the grit and kind of the exasperation and the fire was still in there where he was kind of like, you could tell in his heart of hearts, like,
yes,
this car sucks. We have to get it together. In his interviews too, like, I believe in the team. We're going to get it together. Mm-hmm. You know, the car sucks, but we're going to, I'm dedicated to making this better. And this year, he's kind of like, well, this car sucks, but.
Yeah, he's like, we're good in the corners, but laughing about how terribly slow they are in the straights.
In the straight lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. It's like the scar's got nothing in the straight lines.
Nothing.
And he's like, but here I am driving down the road. Yeah. And he's just like, I feel like he's like waving as the people pass him by in the straight lines. He's like,
hey,
guys.
He was waving at? He was waving at Ollie Bierman, being like, dude, that was a great job.
He's like, see ya.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, he does not super care.
No, he does not.
His looks, he's been bringing looks to
as
the track.
One does.
He's been bringing
as
fits.
As Lewis does. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the light behind it, the Mercedes light, like the little Mercedes logo light that shone through the back of his eyes, it's turned off.
It's no
dimmed.
Longer there. Yeah.
Is
fine.
It still shining in your eyes, Shannon?
Dimly. Very dim.
Dimly.
Very, very dim.
Are you about to start putting like your Mercedes F1 merch up on, you know, Poshmark or Depop or something?
I mean, I'll put it. I'll see in the pit crew who wants it first, and then I'll sell it cheap.
I think it's going to depend on who comes aboard next year.
Agreed. Agreed. Like if you give me an Alex Albon, I'm keeping it.
Oh yeah,
keeping it. It's good. Honestly, I do have one of my Mercedes shirts. Is it has like those little raised embossed sleeves where it's got VB77 and LH44 on each sleeve. I'm keeping that.
Oh, that's
one.
That's
iconic.
It's a vintage piece.
A vintage piece of the glory years at Mercedes.
Yeah.
When the team
Speaking of VB77.
Another one who doesn't super care.
Does not super care. And it makes me so sad when he is just where we don't even get to talk about him.
I know.
He's too good to be in that shitbag car.
Agreed. Agreed.
But he does not super care. Do you think this is his last year in F1?
Possibly. Because there are 13 drivers up, like their contracts are up in 2025.
Let's look and see if his is up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he and Joe both, I think, are up in 25. I could be wrong in that. But I don't really foresee VB being in the motorsport that much longer. Or at least this anchor of motorsport. Yeah, does he do Le Mans? Would he do rally? Like, what would
his his contract is at the end this year.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I think people thought it might have gone till the end of next year. Hold on. Here's some little like, this is old news, but new to us. We're not covering Valtteri in the off season, other than like his just good times travels.
Yeah.
His good times, great oldies across, you know, the Western Hemisphere.
Just any place he can ride a bike, that's where he'll be.
He has indicated that he has a strong preference for continuing with Audi.
Oh, okay.
He's supposed to have discussions of an extension are planned for this year, right now, basically, but it ends at the end of this year. And I would love that for him.
What if we got a Carlos Valtteri at Audi?
Super team. Dream team.
Dream Squad team. Goals. This would be amazing.
Huh. Yeah. It would be a great pairing.
Do you see it? I think the spark is there. I think the spark just came back.
We have to wait so long for that. But it would be great. Would love that. So, I would get the merch.
Are we getting Audi in 26? Is that when they're coming to the grid?
That's okay. Where we've all been like on this is when do they come? Do they take a year off?
I feel like we've been talking about it since we got on this pod 3 seasons ago. And I'm like, is it time yet? Is it time?
I know.
Are we doing this again?
Are we getting merch?
Yeah.
That would be a dream team, but I'm so sad for him in the back of the pack.
Ugh, I know. Wait a minute. You don't mean to talk about the back of the pack being led by none other than Kevin Magnussen being a fighter of
dog
back there. I was like, oh, he is road dogging right now for his boy Nico. Being like, Nico, you go ahead. Yeah. You get that 1 point. I got you back here, bro.
Yeah. The Haas boys they ham and egged that.
Yes, they did.
And I was loving it. That was probably my favorite part when they set it up and they were like, now we roll.
They just cruise
into the end. And they're stay back there, losers.
He's back there getting points or penalties on penalties. He's like,
don't care.
Kevin, Nico, you go.
Yeah. I loved it.
I did too.
The beef is in the past. They're grown dads. They're grown men with kids. They're just two dads out there holding up the pack. Just like, hey, losers, stay back there. We're getting our point.
Honestly, that really is the most dad things that dad can do. You know how like there's always two dads holding up a line at like an amusement park. Just
they were alpha dads.
About, so, yeah. They were. They're just
like, put vests on them and they were just the alpha dads of F1. And they just did it. They showed up and they're like, we're just going to stand around here, hold the whole line up, the whole Snack Shack line with our conversation and our vests and our Roger on Cloud Rogers.
Exactly. Just ready to go. Just ready.
Yeah. They crushed it.
They did.
Here for Haas. We got to make the merch. Here for Haas.
Here for Haas.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved every minute. And I was surprised we didn't get a spicier Yuki from all the time K-Mag over there trying to like push that kid off the track. I'm like,
Yuki got told like, hey,
calm it down.
Tone it down.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know, how's your plant doing? Because the driver's not doing so great.
Yuki?
No.
Oh.
His teammate.
Well, this is the thing. You guys, Daniel Ricciardo, the plant, is thriving. Like, when I say thriving, there's new leaves coming, like new stalks almost weekly. I have to repot him this week or he's going to break through his Daniel Ricciardo face pot. I don't know what else to do with this thing. It needs a bigger pot, which I think also Daniel just needs a better car. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just think maybe.
Yeah. Could they just not, like, could they have not just given whatever, you know, Cash App team this is the car from last year from Red Bull? Like, why can't?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, more questions than answers at this point, but Daniel's going to have to do something because Helmut even said he's got to find something or, you know. And again, I don't believe for a second that Daniel's going to get the second seat at Red Bull. Like,
no
that
way. Doesn't,
I mean, I know Christian Horner would love for loves that to him. Happen just for the PR of it
it's
all.
It's just
but
never
like,
going to happen.
It's not going to happen. He's not a driver for that team. Like, you got to let those dreams go.
Yeah.
Let him go.
No. It's never going to happen. Mm-mm. Stop trying to make Fetch happen with that.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, even like he knows that.
Yeah. He's
it's
a realistic
just not
going to
happen. He's never, it's just let that dream die.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got to do something in that car. But then if Helmut Marko's saying that and Helmut Marko's out, like it's a whole just.
Silly season being silly already. And it's not even silly season yet. Like, I don't get how this is. I don't know. This F1 is just a big old question mark.
Can I tell you something that happened this weekend?
Please share.
My love, my like deep, true, undying love was rekindled for Charles Leclerc. No, I've never been out, obviously.
I was like,
never.
Where did it go? I didn't know that it
no,
was
I've never
partially
been out.
Extinguished.
Never been out on Charles. I ride for him. But you know, I've just been like just as sad as he is. You know, I've been matching his feelings. You know, I'm coming with the energy he comes with. And he's been coming with sad energy. And I've been coming with sad energy for him. And to this weekend, I feel like he got a little bit of his shine back. I felt like he got a little mojo.
He did. Yeah. You know? I mean, he drove great. He stayed at the top of the pack. He had a little maneuvering.
No mistakes. No major strategy issues.
Yeah, I was going to say the Ferrari strategy actually looked legit. It was great. Yeah. He got rewarded by getting, you know, third place on the podium. This was great. And, you know.
And he got fastest lap, you guys. He got fastest lap. That's an extra point.
That is great.
The Petit Prince. Oh. He just, you know, he seemed like he... He had the light behind. The light was back behind his eyes, and it's back behind my eyes for him. Because I was kind of just looking at him on the list and just be watching the races and being like, I know you don't super care, Charles, so I'm not going to super care. I'm going to put my, you know, I've been sharing the love with other people, but now it's back laser focused.
Here we are. Yeah, I love it. I honestly.
Laser focused.
I loved seeing him perform. I loved seeing him. Like, I mean, I didn't love, the Sergio coming up behind him, but Sergio looked great this race.
No, he looked good. And
the Red Bulls are fast.
He can't do anything about that.
And these tracks, the last two tracks, historically support the Red Bull with their
speed. Yeah, the straight line speed.
So that's, you know, you got to know where your strengths are. I was pretty impressed with Lando Norris and Piastri.
Yeah.
Like, both of them had a great race chasing down those Mercedes. I was like, yeeks, okay. And, you know, honestly, driver of the day for me, Ollie Bearman. Like,
of course, he was the international driver of the day. Like,
he was fantastic.
He was the people's champion.
Yes,
the people's champion. Like, we loved every moment of him.
Loved to see it.
He did so great, and he seemed so happy. I mean, he should.
Yeah,
and I liked that all the drivers, like my, you know, Charles was there. They were also complimentary of him. They're like, we're so proud of him. He did so great.
Yeah,
you're gonna see him in this. You know, in he's going to be here with the rest of us soon.
One day. Yeah. One day. I love it.
How long do you think till Ollie gets a seat?
Well, we've got 13 chances for him to get a seat because we've got 13 contracts up in 2025. So I think that he made a very impressive cover letter for his resume this weekend. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm pretty
sure.
See you,
Logan Sargeant.
Yeah. Oh.
With love. Ollie's coming.
Dang. But
Williams.
Ollie's like
British.
I just
no better than that.
Because I was in a Ferrari and you're gonna put me in the Williams.
Oh, you know what happens.
I know, it does happen.
But the Williams is not so bad anymore.
The Williams, no. You know, Alex doing great things.
Up.
Sargeant hasn't crashed it yet, so knock on wood, we're doing great there. Like, I feel like we're up and up with the Williams cars. I love it.
Getting signed to Williams now feels less bleak than it did 2 to 3 years ago.
Yeah, I do agree with you on that.
I think it's a stepping stone. It's a great place.
It is a great place. Honestly, I think, you know, James has great leadership over there. We say that every week, and we say, you know, Alex is on the rise. Logan is there, you know, starting to.
Logan's driving.
Rise, you know.
Logan is an American in F1. That's what we have to say about Logan.
That's the accomplishment. That's the story.
that is end of message. But yeah, I mean, Ollie's British, you know, Williams, they like that. He's coming. That's my prediction.
I love it. Well, let me give a little quick recap of fantasy for our friends that are playing along at home. We had a pretty great race this weekend. Sometimes this takes a minute to pop up. Here we go. Okay, currently in the standings. Okay, this is currently Take a Stroll is in first place. What's the Racing Point is tied for first. And in third place, we have Doors by Gunther Steiner. So if we've said your team, please send us a DM and we will send you a sticker. And for this race, Cousin Carlos, you are tied for first with Take a Stroll. And then What's the Racing Point is in third.
Oh, Take a Stroll. Yeah, those are all great.
Oh, I'm sorry. First, you're not tied for first. But Cousin Carlos is in first. I read that wrong.
You lose.
And then What's the Racing Point is in third. So great job.
Can we do a little quick breaking news segment?
Please.
Okay, so we talked about the Max Verstappen Helmut Marko of it all. Mm-hmm. 44 minutes ago, this article on Motorsport came out. Okay. Why Aston? This is just an opinion take, okay?
Okay.
Why Aston Martin could beat Mercedes in F1 race to sign Verstappen?
Well, I can give you one solid reason why.
A big giant bag of money.
Ding, ding, ding. Because Lawrence Stroll is Scrooge McDuck.
Yes. Just a few weeks ago, it seemed inconceivable that he would leave the dominant team of the Ground Effect era and potentially hand a championship winning car to someone else. However, the Christian Horner saga has turned the F1 world on its head and exposed tensions within the camp. The full details have yet to emerge, but the picture that's being painted is a simple one. Verstappen doesn't want to stay if Horner remains in charge as team principal, and he doesn't want to stay if Red Bull advisor and close supporter Helmut Marko leaves. And so, blah, 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 we go through this whole contract thing. Horner's own words are very telling. On race day in Bahrain, he was adamant that Verstappen was not going anywhere. When asked if Verstappen will see out of his contract, he said, "I'm certain that we'll see out his contract." He said, "I'm certain that he will. He's got a great team around him. He's got great faith in that team. We've achieved an awful lot together. He's committed to an agreement until 2028, which that means he hates me, mm-hmm. but he likes everybody else. And he signed a piece of paper that says he has to stay."
But
there's many forces at work along with the complex Horner Marko situation. No one knows who will have the best engine, but it's obviously a much tougher challenge for newcomers, RBP, Ford. Oh, I lost my spot. But basically they're saying that Aston Martin could make a big money play too. However, Wolff has a problem. He has a George Russell long seen as the post-Hamilton future of the team. So like there's the whole, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. But basically this whole article says Scrooge McDuck, Lawrence Stroll, could come in. The number one option for Aston is Verstappen. That's what they're saying. Lawrence Stroll will do whatever it takes financially or otherwise to get him on board, as was the case when he convinced world champion Sebastian Vettel and Alonso to join the project. Verstappen would be the final piece in the puzzle, the little like master plan. So,
but that's the thing. Verstappen's not the final piece to the puzzle over there. They don't have the car. That's
the
final
piece. But what if he brought his whole team? What if he brought his whole team?
The only person they need to get from over there, well, not the only, but like you need Adrian Newey. And there is a blank check waiting for him at Ferrari. Blank check. They just said, tell us what you want.
But there's probably a blank check waiting for him at Aston Martin too.
Agreed. And it's like, who, maybe Adrian's like, listen, I've worked with Verstappen. I'd like something. I'm going to go to Ferrari.
Okay.
I want to see what they want to do.
So here's the point for for Aston Martin, though. Verstappen, and indeed his father, Yas, will also appreciate the simple decision-making process at Aston. It's Stroll's team, and he makes the big calls, informed by right-hand man Martin Whitmarsh and team principal Mike Krack. There are no layers of intrigue and politics and no corporate board, that's the big one, hovering somewhere above the race team. And he wouldn't be a pawn in a game of one-upmanship involving Wolf and Red Bull.
See, this is where this also gets sticky, because Stroll and Yas together, I don't buy that. Like, that just sounds like a disaster waiting to happen, because that's going to be a pissing contest that neither of them are going to ever be satisfied with. For the first year, Yas will be quiet-ish. And then after that, Stroll and Yas are not going to get along. I mean,
not, but maybe they will if he does everything. If Yas says, do everything I say and we'll win.
And you think Lawrence is going to be okay with that? Lawrence is just going to be told what to do?
All Lawrence wants to do is win.
Yeah, but he also wants to win his way. Like, I don't know. I would have a hard time thinking that that would be a harmonious, like, relationship.
Well, Fernando Alonso's contract is up at the end of this year. So,
there's, I mean, again, if the seat's open. Yeah.
But if the seat's open, and Alonso's mulling his future, like, does he still want to do this? You even heard that he did an interview this past weekend where he was like, I'm getting kind of older. Like, I don't know how much longer I'm going to do this. I'm having a really great time right now, but.
Yeah. That can't last forever. Yeah.
Right. I know. I mean, he's 42 years old. So, like, he's certainly not going to sign a long contract.
No, nobody wants him that long. I mean, he's a great driver, but, like, I mean, Alonso or Ollie Bearman, I'm gonna go with Ollie.
Well, I mean, and he's fine to keep for another 1 year contract, but it's just like 2 years even. You're like, ugh, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. No. Interesting. So,
that's interesting. That's the current tea.
Wow. So, all right. Well, maybe we'll get some more
lots
answers
of just
this
like
week.
Future of Fernando Alonso. So basically, like, all the stories, you know, the stories are out being like, maybe he doesn't want to play. Maybe he doesn't want to race anymore. So, but maybe he just wants one, like, badass final 1 year contract somewhere. What if he went to Mercedes for 1 year? Like, just 1 year, like a stopgap.
Just to
stop. That'd be kind of dope. I know you'd hate that. That's like your.
I would hate this.
It'd be kind of dumb. And we'd get the pairing. You know, they're kind of rivals, Fernando and George, but then they'd be together.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I know you don't hate it. I don't love it. Don't love it. Don't want to see it. Don't ever want to see it.
There's my prediction. That's what's going to happen. He's going to take that. He'll just do a 1 year deal. He's going to close it out at Mercedes.
I don't think Mercedes is going to give anybody a 1 year.
Why?
Toto's not like in it for the short game. He's in it for the long game.
But that may be part of the long game strategy. If you have a younger driver that's coming up that's not quite ready, why wouldn't you?
That's a good point.
You know, it could be part of the long game, because if you've got somebody that's close, but not, you know, not quite there, this is a perfect little stopgap.
Well,
I mean, he can drive the car. You know, he can be successful quickly too.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't take him long to
I'm sure that he's on the short list.
Listen to her voice and listen to how annoyed she is just thinking about it.
I don't like it.
That's my prediction.
Okay. Well, I hope you're wrong.
And then maybe we get Pierre. Maybe they play for Max and they fail and they have to get Pierre. Like my prediction last. We were just bringing it all the way.
We're just bringing them all in. Yeah, I don't see Pierre. Poor thing hasn't finished a race. Oh, no, he finished the first race. But that,
it's,
I mean,
not
going
his
out.
Fault that the car is.
I know the
shit.
Car is shit.
The car is shit.
The car is shit. Yeah. I think, I don't know. He's too much of a hothead for Mercedes.
No, not for Mercedes. For Aston. Remember we
said? Oh, for Aston. Yeah.
Maybe they shoot for Max. Max decides to stay at Red Bull. They can Christian Horner. We continue the RB era. And then.
Yeah. Listen. Shake it up. Just shake it up and grab
I'm
it
over
back.
Here doing F1 conspiracies. Just like pinning things on my map. Just whoop, whoop, whoop.
Draw those strings. Love it.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes. But that's the talk of the town right now. Other than Kate Middleton.
God save the queen. I don't know where she is.
Back to the queen. That bitch was holding it together for 75 years. She's gone and it's a mess.
Look, 2 years in and they have effed it.
Even
up.
Red Bull's gone to shit. She's like, look, even this Christian, I mean, all the Brits are falling apart.
It's true.
I was holding them all tight together. I'm gone and everything just hits the fan.
Everything. Oh. Mm.
It's
a hard time over in the pond right now. Over in the pond?
Yeah.
No, that's not
except
right.
Across the pond.
Across the pond.
Yeah. Not for McLaren, though. Big ups
no,
to McLaren.
No, fine.
Shout out
once,
to all of our McLaren fans.
Not falling apart.
And, yeah. Are you softening on Lando a little bit? This is just our final. We'll do two final things. Are you softening on Lando and then driver of the day and pole position? We haven't done that the last 2 weeks.
We haven't. Okay. So I'm going to tell you, after Lando's episode on Drive to Survive, I did start to have a little softening for him. I still think he can be such a brat. And like, I understand that that's a product of his environment. He's just a spoiled kid. Like, I understand that. I did see, like, he was just super vulnerable on that show of just being like, it's just hard over here. And like, Zach Bound trying to, like, you know,
lift him up.
But also, Lando was like, this is your fault. Like, stop coming over here trying to make me feel better when it's your fault. He had a lot to, you know, like.
There was some animosity there. When they were playing golf, I got real uncomfortable in that episode.
Very uncomfortable.
It was like a dad who's like clearly has a really weird relationship with his son and like coming over and trying to talk to him. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I don't want to talk about my feelings with you.
Exactly. And like, I was kind of like, I get that. Like, I feel, mm-hmm. I just felt for Lando in that moment. I'm like, oh God, poor thing. And then to see him, like, he has so much potential. And I think even he's like, I know I'm better than this. Like, why haven't I won a race yet? And like, honestly, I just want him to win. I want him to win one and just be like, all right, there you go, kid. There you go. And
well,
I,
that's
honestly,
not feasible
for Lando,
anybody.
That's
so
all
we
he
want him.
Wants.
So we want him to come in second or third, basically. Like, we just.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that will be a win for him.
Yeah,
know?
No, that's a win for everybody. That's a win for everybody.
That counts.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah. Okay, who gets pole position for you this week?
Pole position for me... The internet, like, they kept it afloat.
Oh, the internet.
You know, the F1 internet was really working hard this week and delivering... punch after punch after punch. So F1 internet, thank you. You get my pole position this week.
My pole position goes to the alpha dads of K-Mag and and the Hulk for just like, you know, coming through for Haas.
Love it.
Hoping for Haas, here for Haas.
Here
we're just,
for Haas.
You know, hopeful for them. And they, I like this for them. You know, I hope we get some more Chipotle. That deal I think is done, but like, let's have some good times. We need some good times for Haas.
Exactly. I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's, and we obviously agree that driver of the day is Ollie.
Little Ollie.
Claps for Ollie.
Claps all around. He's what a kid. What a
so
kid.
Proud of him.
I know. Do you think he had to go back to school on Tuesday and was like, hey guys, did you see me on
TV?
Still,
he's not still in school, is
he's
he?
He's 18.
Yeah, but he could be done.
I think he's probably doing well. Yeah,
I don't
he
think
be
he
done.
Goes to school. Like,
no, I don't think he goes to school. No. I mean, he's
if
too
he
busy
did, I would imagine
driving
like a high school musical, but for F1 kids. Like
yeah.
When you were like, did he go to school? And I'm like, with all the other race cars? Like, like it's like a cartoon. Like it's like Finding Nemo with all the little like all the
yes
fish.
Sorry.
Yeah,
speaking of
I don't
cartoons,
think he went back to school.
First of all, I don't know. I'm hoping that you saw it, but I tagged you yesterday on that little kid screaming out. Have you seen it?
Yes, about Charles Leclerc.
Yeah. I got it because Charles posted it on his account. And his thing was like, sorry, I didn't hear you. But I was like, oh my God, how adorable that Charles posted this video of this.
Because he's a king.
He is a king. He is a king.
He loves the people. Like, he's a man of the people.
It was so great.
He loves his fans. And I did see the Cars one, but I feel like the Charles Leclerc as Lightning McQueen has been, you know, I feel like it's a long standing fact.
Yeah. Obviously.
It's a fact of the matter. Another fact of the matter is that you should be following us on social media.
You should. So we're funny.
Make sure you're following us at F1 Push Push on Instagram and TikTok. And if you, you know, get some joy out of listening to us jabber about F1, please rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it. It would make us happier than that child screaming meeting Charles Leclerc. And until next time, push, push.